Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. I'm your host, Brad Gilmore.
And I'm Peaches.
Go right in. I think it's redundant when I say I'm your host, Brad Gilmore, and it's the Brad Gilmore Show. I think they already know. The host is implied. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't about you.
Is that how you feel?
Yep.
Is this the Peaches and Cream Show today? Is that what we're doing?
I mean, you know, it could still be the Brad Gilmore Show, but I think we're going to have to work on a name change.
Is that how you're feeling?
Today. I'm a little spicy.
Today you're a little spicy.
I'm a little Peaches. Spicy.
And we always got the greatest DJ in the world, DJ Motai.
Oh, hello today.
We got a great show for you today. We got a very special guest who's in the building. He's rocking a Bentley chain right now, which I peeped when you walked through the door. I thought it was nice with your little spectacles too.
Did it come off the car?
Yeah, he sawed it off right before he came in. You didn't see him? You didn't hear that? It was a chainsaw. It was a chainsaw. You missed the whole thing. But yeah, we got Mr. Brian Angel from day 26 in the building.
Yes. He is I, and I am him.
So Brian, is that the stage name? Is that a stage name, or is that the real? Is that the real name? See, I go by my real name. I want same name, stage name, same name by the government. You feel me?
Oh, well, you know, being in the entertainment business, it's not always good to just give out your government. You know?
I feel you.
You know,
because people get the googling.
Now you know what though. I've Googled myself.
Yeah.
And I've read a lot of things about myself that I didn't even know about.
What's one of the most interesting things you've read about yourself that wasn't true?
I read that I had 12 kids.
You had 12
kids? What the hell?
And I was from Norfolk, Virginia.
Hmm.
I had no idea.
so 12 kids.
So answer this. Yes. Let's get it straight on the Brad Gilmore Show. How many baby mamas do you have? Let's get that right out the door. How many are there so we know how many kids you have? Because I'm assuming just one apiece, right? Like one baby mama is one kid, right? That's how it works, right?
If she was real fine, it was probably two.
It was probably two? See,
yeah.
You're not like me. One and I'm done. You feel me?
Nah, man. I plead the fifth.
I have about 12 kids myself now.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past you.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Don't let the hair
Peaches
fool you. Peaches
kind of told me about you.
Oh, she did?
She put you on? Yeah, she kind of put me on, like, you know, game before I came in. You know, when I was on, you know, in the lobby waiting. She
Throwing
told
off
me.
The Bentley on the Bentley chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, she was out there sweating with me, you know.
That's how they do it in Dallas.
You know.
I'm just saying, Brian, don't let the hair fool you, because I do have a lot of baby mothers.
I mean,
they're all.
I mean, but you got the whole Ben Affleck kind of thing going on right now.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
I like Brian already. You Everyone's like Johnny Bravo or Jimmy Neutron.
No.
Jimmy Neutron went hard before they changed the cartoon to that other stuff.
What are you talking about?
You know, they changed like how it was.
The essence of Neutron was no longer.
Yeah, wasn't there no more.
Oh, you look sad. You want a hug?
No, not yet.
No, but what you're gonna have to do before you leave? You have to serenade Peaches.
You do. It's a tradition.
You must smother Peaches. It's a tradition on the show.
You gotta woo me.
Even rappers
you
do.
Woo woo woo.
At the end, though.
At the end. Save it
for the end.
At the end. So what's been up with you, Brian? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm blessed, man. Just been working, man. Just been working, grinding. Just, you know.
Grinding and working, working and grinding.
Yeah. You know.
Not necessarily in that order.
So, you know, when I feel like I'm busy, most of the time that means I'm taking a nap. So what does that really mean?
You know what? I don't really sleep. I actually just was recently hospitalized for dehydration and like I've
you know,
been working
myself.
You know,
a lot of celebrities get hospitalized for that. What does that really mean?
No, I mean really, like I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't eating properly. I wasn't, you know, drinking the right amount of fluids. You know, you in the studio. You know, the studio life.
They,
you know,
they
you got
can
the alcohol
a lot
flowing.
Of water, mm-hmm.
No, like no. You got a lot of alcohol flowing. You know, you got like
Hennessy and cognac. All right, that's what.
I know cognac.
But you know, I've learned that how it really works. You know, to not for that to happen. You know, you eat a solid meal. You drink, you know, some water. Take a nap before all that begins.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay. You know, because we were talking before. You know, we started.
Yes.
Okay. You sitting down. You working.
Okay.
You know, you're in the studio working. It's late. Okay, you got water sitting right here.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a bottle of Ciroc and orange juice and cranberry sitting right there. Which one do you reach for?
Let me tell you what I do. I'm going to break it down for you because he's trying to play me, but I got this.
No,
I got this, though. While I'm missing my drink, I drink some water, and then I drink my drink, and then I drink another drink. And while I'm mixing my third drink, I drink some more water. Okay. Now, what you going to do?
So you multi. I'm not thinking about no water.
You don't know how it works.
So you were hospitalized. How long were you in there? How long was your stay?
It was about a week and a half.
Man, that's
a long
time.
And they gave you the IV and everything?
Yeah.
Did you sleep while you were there?
A little bit, you know, but I was still, you know, handling, you know, the little business that I could while I was in there.
Is that when you were on Twitter a lot? Is that what was happening?
You know, I mean, I was tweeting, you know, but at the same time, you know, I was handling business because, you know, I have my own record company.
Yeah, so, you know, I saw that. AWE?
Yes, sir. Ambassador Way Entertainment.
So talk about that a little bit.
Well,
when did you start that up?
Started that in 2005. Yeah. It was actually a little bit after I left Music World, because I used to be signed to Music World Music.
Oh, okay.
Beyonce's father's label.
Yeah.
I left that situation and started my own label, and I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to just be the first artist that I'm going to release on my label. And I actually ended up getting drug out of my bed to go and audition for making the band, like, the following year.
So, like, who pushed you to do that? To go to making the band audition?
My best friend, Robert Vieira. You know, okay. He and I have been best friends since second grade. He sings as well. But, like, you know, he literally, because I wasn't going to go, because I was like, man, if I go, I'm telling you, if I go and it's going to be some people like Chopper or whoever in there. I mean, you know, not that I have anything against Chopper, because, you know, Chopper and I are really good friends, you know,
yeah.
Shout out to Chopper, you know. But I was like, you know, I just didn't want the whole drama, the fighting and everything else, you know. So I was like, yo, I'm telling you, I'm not the one. Somebody come at me like that, I'm knocking somebody block off. But, you know, he drug me out, you know, and, you know, I thank God he did. I'm here now.
So you auditioned, and when you were chosen, how did you feel? Like, how did they call you? Is that what happens? And you go through several rounds? How does that work?
Okay, well, basically, I auditioned here in Houston.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it was a two-day process. I went, auditioned. I didn't even get to sing through my first line. They, like, made me stop singing. I believe it was Joe and the A&R at the time, Slam. I sung maybe three lines, and it was like, okay, stop. And I was like, no, I ain't get to, you know, get to the good part. I was like, no, trust me, I can sing.
Let me bring it home.
they were like, no, you good. Come back tomorrow for the dance. And, you know, second day was dance. You know, I'm known to cut a rug or two, you know what I'm saying? So what you looking at your phone for?
Because somebody told me to ask you something. Keep talking. Oh,
my bad.
You worried about the wrong thing.
My bad. No, shoot, man. Made it past the dance portion of it or whatever. Then maybe 2 weeks later, flew out to New York. It was like, I think it was like 58 of us. From that 58, it got narrowed down to 20. And from that 20, you know, it got chopped down every week.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, but like, believe it or not, we filmed for about 8 months.
Straight?
Nah, I mean, we come home for like maybe like a week. Nah, I mean, not even a week, like 3 or 4 days, and then go back.
How was that?
It was cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I ain't, not my face. I'm not too fond of snow. So I was always happy to come back home, you know, down here where it's hot. And,
all the time.
And it snows once every 10 years.
Yeah, basically. I was, you know, happy about
it. Or in April, you know, whichever.
Yeah.
You know what wants to do.
You know what, though? If it snow in April, it's going to be a problem.
Apocalyptic type stuff.
Exactly. Look, I'm going to church. I'm laying across the altar like, Lord, take me. No, I'm just playing.
And I'm going to go to happy hour.
Oh, Lord, you going to have some gasoline draws on. I'm just playing.
I know.
Oh, man.
I'm just playing.
He got you on that one. So, okay, so you went. I'm just saying.
Man, he got you on that
okay.
one.
There's not so much I can say to that. I know not to mess with Peaches, Brian. You're going to learn because she will hit you. And she doesn't care who
Peaches
you are.
She's my baby mama, so she can't do me
too. She's one of the 12. See, you're one of 12, though.
And then there's going to be an article somewhere tomorrow about how I'm his baby mama, and I'm going to have to make up a child.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pick a little kid off a Tumblr.
Go make a fake. Go.
Yeah, I'm going to go pick the cutest Tumblr kid I can find, and then that's going to be my Tumblr.
There's
going to
be a fake Twitter account for it tomorrow, too. Peaches and Brian Angels, baby.
Don't you look just like me and Brian? No, I'm just playing.
So you're in New York and you went through the cuts, and then you finally got, I guess y'all got down to the filming, and then Diddy did the live cuts of making the band. And when you were chosen, I remember seeing it. I remember watching this live finale, and you were very happy, as most people would be. Was there anyone though that he picked that you were like, man, I wish he would have picked homeboy with the braces instead? What was his name?
I don't know how live it really was. Was it really live, or was it like you already knew it was going to happen?
No, the finale of the first season was live. Okay. Like, no one knew what was going on. No one knew who was going to be picked or anything. So, like, it was like, you know, biting teeth and nail. Like, it was just like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
But, that experience, like, wow, is, that's a feeling that I could, you know, I could never, like, explain. Like, that was, like, one of the, like, the best moments of my life.
See, because here, when you watch the show, though, you could kind of, like, I remember as a fan watching it, I remember, I was like, all right, I knew from the start he was going to pick Big Mike. I knew that was going to happen. For some reason, I was like, when he came home and he lost all the weight.
Yeah, well, no, because, you know, Big Mike had a certain, like, all the girls was rooting for, like, every girl I know was like, he got to pick Big Mike. Like, he was, you know how you got that one person who you, like, he just got to get picked. That's how it was for me.
See, me, I was rooting for Donnie and Dan. You know, I was like, my Caucasian cousin's got to come through. Like,
come on, Donnie, come on.
Come on. You're going to make it, brother. But, so Big Mike, it was Willie. I remember Willie getting picked. And then you were like third to get picked, right? Or fourth. Yeah. And fourth. Then Q got picked.
Yeah.
And they did the solo deal with Donnie, right? Yeah.
So, but, well, no, actually, the order was Robert, Willie, Q, me, and then Mike.
Oh,
and
Mike
then,
was last.
And then Donnie.
Then Donnie. But like I said, was there anyone?
I mean, there's a secret behind that, but I'm not going to say it. I'll say it.
You'll tell us off air. You'll tell us off air.
Yeah.
Was there anyone who didn't make it that you really were friends with and you wanted him to be in the band, or anyone who did make it that you were like, what the hell?
No, I mean, honestly, not to sound like, you know, selfish or conceited or anything like that. Like,
as long as you made it, you were fine.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I mean, I was in competition mode at that point. You know, yeah. I really didn't care, like, who was going to be there as long as I was there. You know, I know that's kind of selfish for me to say.
No.
Wow. No, I mean, you know, at some point, being a little selfish is a good thing.
I am horrible.
Sometimes you got to look out for yourself,
yeah,
you especially in those competitions. Yeah, but I can only imagine, so y'all got picked. You know, y'all. I guess y'all had that 8 months of filming together to kind of get to know one another, yeah. Sort of. Because I know there's still, like, a whole bunch of people in the house or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
So then you got picked. I can only imagine it was super difficult recording that first album with the five of y'all getting to know each other and Diddy on y'all.
And then the
cameras.
Man.
Yeah. Dandy Kane in the mix.
Recording the second album was like that. Recording the third album was like that. No, I mean, honestly, that first album, it was so much pressure. I mean, for one, you know, us trying to jump from being, you know, in competition mode to trying to gel together as a group. What you looking at?
I got it to work.
You want
to
fight? I'm just about to.
I don't know. He's Asian. He really might kick your ass.
Hey, look, hey. Look.
No Kung Fu.
Actually, I was raised by Asian people.
What?
Okay, I'm lying.
What?
I'm lying. I'm lying.
I'm
lying.
I'm starting that rumor tomorrow. It's going to be on every blog. Ryan Angel is 26 raised by
was
Koreans.
Exactly.
One of my
artists that signed to my label, he's a Korean rapper. He goes by the name of J.U.
What's his name?
J.U.
J.U.
I heard of him.
Yeah, that's one of my artists.
He has like the down low on anything Asian in Houston.
Nah, not really. I mean, I just
really because I'm looking for a new Korean restaurant because the one I go to got shut down.
I'm looking for a new Korean woman. Help me out with that.
Those are always good.
Those are always good. Hurry up and buy.
Oh man, that was wrong, man. That was wrong. That was wrong, man.
Hurry up and buy.
Damn.
I'm not Korean, so.
Kanye shrugged.
What are you, bro?
Vietnamese.
Yeah, you Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Actually, a really good friend of mine, Wee Win, he's Vietnamese.
Don't
I know.
Fred,
I got a story for everything. Yeah,
yo,
pause.
Yo, we went over here too, bro.
I'm crazy, man. Oh man.
So how private are you now after, you know, being on you know, TV for so long and versus, you know, not being on it anymore?
So Make It Band was like, what, 3 seasons, right?
No, it was 5 seasons.
5?
Yeah.
There was 5?
Yeah.
No.
Season 1
was
second season whenever we recorded our second album. Third season was when we went on tour.
Yeah.
No, it was 4 seasons.
Four seasons. Okay.
Yeah. And the fourth season was us working on our second album.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So yeah, how is it getting out off of that MTV life? And you not get to see Sway at all these reunions anymore.
I'm actually going to see.
Oh my God.
He cut his hair. Yeah, he cut his hair. Like, I'm going to see him next week.
Oh man. Tell him to send me one of those hats because I just need one. I just need to put it on my head and have like this.
He still rocks it though. I don't know why.
I really do. My mom went to Jamaica and I had my little brother out there. Like, I was like, bring me back one of them hats. My mom called me like, No, and she called and she was like, he went everywhere looking for the hat, and I just don't know what you're talking about.
No, you can find him in, you know, in the beauty supply store down here in Houston.
You talking about those Jamaican hats with the dreads?
Yeah, no. We don't want minus the dreads.
We want them without the dreads.
Just cut it off.
What are you talking about?
You're so resourceful.
See, that's what I'm saying. Asians always thinking, man. They always two, three steps hair. Above. Cut off the hair.
Yo.
So like, yeah, like we were saying. So you get off. How is it getting off TV though?
It's no different from, you know, being on TV and not being on TV, because like our fan base was so broad, you know. I mean, because of MTV, you know, like, you know, I recently just had a old white woman approach me.
It's all good.
He's white, but not really.
Yeah, I'm very Caucasian. Keep going.
She approached me in Kroger's like late one night, and she was like, "Excuse me, son. I'm sorry to bother you, but you know do you know who you look like?" And I was like, "No, ma'am." And she was like, "I used to watch this show called Making the Band." I was like, "Wow."
Did you tell her it was you, or did you play along with her?
I played along with her just a little bit. She was like, "I don't know where I know you from." I was like, "We went to school together." She was like, I don't remember seeing any of you. But I eventually told her who I was, and she flipped out. She was like hugging on me and everything. Her husband walks up, you know, big burly guy.
Yeah.
And you know, she's like, "Honey." He's like, "Honey, guess who this is? You remember the show we used to watch?" He was like, "Oh man, what's going on?" They took pictures with me and everything. I mean, everywhere I go, like, I'm always approached. I'm always asked for, you know, hugs.
Does that ever get annoying though?
No, man, it's a blessing. Cause I can remember a time where nobody was asking for, you know, a conversation or a photo or an autograph. So like, you know, this is what comes along with it. So like, I'm perfectly okay with that.
Has somebody ever walked up to you and just cussed you out?
No, but you know, after our album had come out, I remember going in stores, and you know how we sit down and, you know, the table, and, you know, we sign autographs or whatever. People would actually skip over me because of the way I was portrayed on season two.
Like, oh yeah, season two, you were like the a-hole kind of.
No, but think about this though, like everybody that really knows me, they're like, Brian is goofy as hell.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm always laughing. I'm always, you know, making jokes. I'm always, you know, just goofy. I'm so different from my group members. I really didn't hang out with them very much. Mm-hmm. So like I was always to myself or either quiet, you know? So MTV didn't really have very much footage on me as far as like, you know, the entertaining footage. So
yeah,
that's all that they had. So, I mean, they had to show that.
Because I remember the first season, you were kind of sensitive. You know what I'm saying?
You were.
I remember that. I remember you were very sensitive. I remember it was like the first episode, like y'all were doing it was Co-Star, one of those songs from the first album. And like you were trying to hit this note, and Diddy walked in. He was just like, "You sound like you're screaming. You sound like you're screaming."
Say Playboy. You yelling at him, man. You yelling at him.
Nah, I'm not gonna make fun of Diddy on there. That's a bad move. He's got some ninjas who gotta come get me.
He does. No, I'm just playing.
He's got purple ninjas. I know. I've seen them in the trees.
I want to be a ninja.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. No,
I want to send my sword at everything.
They don't sleep.
I don't sleep, I nap.
Exactly, they don't nap either.
Diddy
does not sleep. Like, honestly, he probably sleeps like maybe an hour and a half at the most a day.
See, that man
right there, I have so much respect for him. You know, for him to be where he's at, you know, in his life and his career and everything, that man still grinds like he has nothing. And, you know, I guess that's where, you know, I picked up my bad habit of constantly working. Because, like, he's super successful, he's blessed. I mean, and for him to be where he's at and he's still working like he has nothing at all, like, I really look up to that. And he's one of the most humblest people ever.
Diddy's humble.
Yes. All that, you know, stuff. Because
I saw a video of him on a remix for Future, and he told me I couldn't multitask.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I was watching it too, you know what I'm saying? See, like, you know, that's Diddy, you know, back in his New York days, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But like, honestly, dude is super humble, man. Super duper humble. Like, I was amazed at how cool and how down to earth he was when I first met him. Like, honestly.
Was it intimidating though, seeing Diddy? Or were you just like, oh, look, it's Puffy. It's Sean.
I wouldn't know what to call him in a sentence. I'm pretty sure I'd probably say all three in a sentence if he was in front of my
What's
face.
Up, Sean Combs, Puffy Daddy?
Sir.
Diddy, sir. P.
What's a rock boy? Hey.
Bugatti boy.
Yeah, I know. Nah, I wasn't intimidated at all. Like, I mean, this is the way I look at, you know, at any person. You know, he's a man just like I'm a man.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it is what it is, you know. So, I mean, I went into that competition, you know, saw him, and I was like, what's up?
You try to play the cool guy. What's up, Diddy? You gonna know who I am.
Are you over there dancing, man? What's wrong?
Bro, I'm fixing my polo shorts are messing with me right now with the polo drawers and the polo.
Okay.
Are they boxers or briefs?
I don't want to know nothing.
He doesn't want to know.
You want me to ask you?
Peaches, you can find out. You can find out later.
Actually, right. None at all.
Okay, you back to me now?
I'm actually commander. I'm just playing.
How are you?
I'm stupid.
I was trying to. This what I was actually doing was getting my day 26 audition in it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need a Caucasian fellow there. You know what I'm saying? To lead the group a little bit. Not lead, but be there.
But Brad,
be like a nice little. It doesn't matter.
You have rhythm?
Uh-huh. He cooks. Like, he cooks. That's
I cook
it.
Like a motherfucker.
Are you?
Yeah.
I be cooking.
To the core.
Like, I don't know how to cook.
White boy swag. I'll South Dallas swag all over that stage.
Hey,
not, no.
You know what I'm saying?
But cooking. Not all of that, but cooking. He doesn't dance.
No, oh. I can South Dallas swag a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And if the bunny hop comes on, that's my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. The bunny hop.
I'm so glad I have a home. I'm not worried about Josephine.
Yay.
Bunny hop with me. Yeah. What do you think we did in fifth grade dances? All right, we jumped around in the gymnasium.
You
to
were,
bunny
I'm like, you were in the fifth grade when that came out. Okay.
Wow.
Hey, I'm a little young.
A little.
But I'm getting grown and sexy. You feel me?
I wouldn't know anything about that.
No, Brian, you put those glasses on just so you could see me today. I saw you. I see you, Playboy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I am kind of blind.
You're a little blind.
Yeah. So those are prescription. Yeah. Those weren't just a fashion statement.
No, I mean, do you want me to take them off? Because like, if they don't look right,
let me see them. Yeah.
No, you can't see them. These are my eyeballs. Why would you want to take my glasses from me so that I can't see?
See the dramatic? That was all the dramatic.
Why would you want to take my glasses?
Hey, tune into the Brad Gilmore Show. Brian's doing a very good Q impression right now. I'm really enjoying it all.
You see the face? And the finger?
No, I don't like it, no.
He looks like an overgrown three-year-old and I stole his cookie.
Overgrown three-year-old?
That's the face and the pointing and the wine that he had right there.
No.
The squint right here.
No, I don't like it. No. Pineapples.
I don't like it. No, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
I got a question.
Okay.
So, you know, at one point in time, you had followed me on Twitter. And then checked and then you unfollowed me.
You know what? I apologize for that. I don't know why. And I just actually just posted something on Twitter. I said, I apologize to anybody who has been unfollowed or blocked. I don't know.
I mean,
why.
I wasn't following you. I'm just asking because it popped up and said the
damn! Damn! Let me see my ass back. Let me see my ass back right here.
What was that about? That's why I didn't follow you back because you unfollowed me and I don't appreciate it.
Oh, whatever. Man. I still love you, Peaches. Girl, yeah. You look so good.
So what happened with your other Twitter account that you said that you had?
Shut it down, right?
Yeah.
What was you going through?
2009. Yeah, he was going through that MTV withdrawal.
I just want to point out that he has on Coogee shoes. Okay, keep going.
What's wrong with that?
That's so Dallas.
Nah, I actually got these in
I don't
Phoenix.
Care where you got them from.
Arizona.
Them in Phoenix.
You got them in Arizona.
Arizona's nice.
I've never been.
Hey, you might want to go out there, man. You
it's
know what?
Really nice.
It's a lot of nice young ladies out there that you might like.
Oh yes,
he
does. Egg whites?
Yes, a lot of egg whites.
Oh, you know? I like that.
Yeah. What the hell is an egg white?
Nah, that's a man lingo.
It's a man lingo. Man, mango.
Man.
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 Big man.
So that is me. Y'all gonna tell me later? Okay.
Yeah.
Off air. A lot of things happen off air. You know what I'm saying? Like when all the females that I, you know, finagle are listening on air, I say I'm just entertaining.
You just told yourself though, bro.
No,
all doesn't matter.
But I got Brad though. You know, Brad came to the kickback on Sunday with a young lady that he did not introduce me to.
Yeah.
Was she cute?
She was cute.
You know what, Brad? You know, to me, I don't know why, man. I think you like the sisters, man.
He likes mixed girls.
Okay.
I have a mixed girl problem.
I love all women.
I do too. I don't
discriminate.
He must have heard the show last week in my rant.
Yeah.
but you know what though? I ain't gonna say that because I don't wanna.
He's gonna say something about black women. I know.
Gospel clap.
Nothing like him.
Whatever.
He said there's nothing like him.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
There is nothing like him. No one is. Never mind. I'm going to get myself in trouble right now.
So Brad's being guarded today.
No, I'm not being guarded. You know what I'm saying?
It's just certain things you can and cannot say. Brad, you know what I'm saying? You don't know who's listening. And you know, you don't
want
to offend anybody or make anybody upset.
I don't want any purple ninjas killing me after I walk out of here.
Exactly. They will be in the trees.
They're in there right now. I spotted one. You know, he's wearing like a purplish, beigeish, maroonish kind of thing.
He said purplish, beigeish. What the hell are you looking at?
The flower.
I meant to say, what's the purple kind that starts with a B? What's the color is that? Burgundy. I meant to say burgundy, but beige came out of my mouth. All right.
It's okay.
Was it fluorescent?
I think you've been drinking.
Yeah.
Brad doesn't drink.
I don't drink, don't smoke. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I've never smoked a day in my life.
Hey, so we have something in common.
Never even tried it, yo.
I appreciate that. See, not too many people are like that. People look at me strange. You know what I'm saying? Same thing when I say I like mixed girls. They're like, you like mixed girls? What's the problem? But here's the thing. You can get two for one. That's my philosophy.
High five from afar, bro. Bam.
Bam. Right there. It's like, wait a minute.
Smart way of thinking.
Asian and black? Perfect.
Wow. Best of both worlds. I'm just playing.
So why'd you delete that Twitter account though?
I was just going through a growth, a change in my life, and I felt like I needed to kind of cleanse what was going on, because like I had so many followers at one point. And I was just kind of being reckless and just saying whatever, you know. I didn't want that to reflect back on, you know, who I was trying to become, you know.
See, I know that. I feel that too. Because I know, because I have a band myself, and I know when we get to that level, I'm going to have to call up the station and be like, delete all of my archives. Because I'm going to get in trouble by somebody. Birdman isn't going to like me. I know that. Drake won't like me either.
Everything I say, but that's because I have.
You can get away with it. Your name is Peaches. Like, there's nothing they can do to you.
They can be mad at you for like a split second, but like they're gonna be like, "Oh, her name is Peaches."
Oh, I like that.
As long as that works.
But see, you say you deleted it because you're getting a little reckless on Twitter saying
and
stuff.
You went through a growth.
But see, I peeped something you said the other day, right, on Twitter. A couple things, but I just want to see. What was going on here?
What did I say?
I'm telling you now.
What did I say?
Okay, this was on 7/11. All right,
this
is in the afternoon. You said, I noticed that Day 26 hasn't retweeted or mentioned anything about Killa, but has mentioned what Willie is up to. Gotta love it, LOL. Were you really laughing out loud? Were you really laughing out loud, Brian?
LOL is a wondrous word.
It's not even a word, but we're going to...
A wondrous acronym.
What was that about?
I support my brothers, you know, in everything that they do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even, you know, when Willie had songs and, you know, Robert had songs, you know, that they would post, you know, I would retweet or even, you know, make my own tweet up and then, you know, post their link, you know, just to, you know, support my brothers.
Yeah.
I noticed that the Day 26 Twitter had been, you know, just posting a lot of stuff, you know, and retweeting, you know, a lot of stuff about Willie. And I wasn't supporting anybody else in the group.
Mm. Who runs it?
Willie, obviously.
Actually, Willie doesn't run it.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. So, yeah.
He has a new song out that I saw today.
Yeah.
Instagram Your Body?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, make sure y'all support that.
Make sure you support Instagramming Your Body. Anyway.
I hate you. So
I love that.
I have a question. You know, it's been rumored, quote unquote, that Day 26 is not together anymore. Is that true?
Yeah, I read that on Wikipedia, which is a very reliable source.
You can quote.
You know what? Wikipedia is a lie. It's a lie too.
You can cite it. I'm just saying.
No. As of right now, Day 26, we're taking a break. A lot of people are saying that we've broken up. I don't like to say we've broken up. I just feel like we're taking a break right now. Everybody's doing their solo endeavors.
Somebody didn't wash the dishes.
It's probably Robert.
he's filming something right now.
They got mad because Big Mike left all the butter in the skillet for making the grilled cheese.
He was just making some grilled cheese sandwiches. All right, you not remember?
He didn't wash the skillet, so they got mad. Sandwiches.
Y'all wrong. Y'all wrong.
They didn't wash the dishes.
Dan, go tell him how to eat a sandwich.
Wow. Y'all wrong, man.
I remember. So y'all doing your own solo kind of careers for a minute, I know.
Just right now. I mean, I wouldn't rule another Day 26 album out.
But don't y'all have one in the bag? Don't y'all have a new day in the bag? Is it done?
Yeah, but a lot of it had leaked. You know?
I know a video came out about for that one. Yeah, I like that video.
Made Love Lately.
Yeah. I really like that video.
Yeah, I mean, but a lot of our songs had leaked. So it was like, you know, damn, what do we do now? You know, do we start all over? Do we, what do we do? What would make sense at this point in time in our careers and in our lives? So
you decided just to take a hiatus.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Day 26, I mean, like I tell everybody, you know, you can say what you want to say, but Day 26 is not over. Day 26, we're just taking a break right now. That's all.
But Day 26 is down to four members, right?
Definitely. Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I know you got to be political and you don't want to say the wrong thing, but what went down with Q? Quanell, as I like to call him.
Is that his name?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Quanell, yeah. That's my little brother. You know, I'm still cool with him. He basically had some of the same issues that I had as far as management were concerned. He wasn't exactly happy with the way that management was going. And, you know, this was something that, you know, I was aware of, you know, some things that, I had, you know, questions about and some things that I wasn't too happy about that was going on, but I chose to kind of just chill and try to see it through, try to make it work. But, it got to the point where it was just like, I couldn't take it anymore. You know, it just wasn't healthy, you know, for me to continue with that management and still be in Day 26, because if that was the case, it was going to, like, basically forced me to kind of give up on my dream, because I was kind of, it was at a point where I was kind of miserable.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Q felt the same way? And he just decided to, did he chunk deuce, or was he asked to exit the group, or was it management? What was it?
I mean, you know, one thing, and you know, let's get one thing straight. As far as like management are hired and fired all the time. Yeah. Management can't make decisions for the group. You know, I mean, any artists that are listening, always remember that your manager works for you. You don't work for your management. So, I mean, like I said, like, management are hired and fired all the time.
Yeah.
And
unless you're Matthew Knowles. Keep going.
I got stories about him, too.
he got goons behind this building over here that's going to come and get you later.
Yeah,
yeah. Get in the car and roll off.
Don't forget, we are right down the street from Music.
Yeah,
bro,
so it's not far.
I'm like, he said it.
House of Darion down the street.
I'm going to sell you straight to the wolves.
Grab
an Asian guy. All right, keep going.
You silly. Don't mess with him. He might get mad. No, I'm just playing. I just felt like, you know, Q was growing, you know?
Yeah.
And,
because he was young when the show started.
I mean, but, like, dude is super smart, super talented, you know?
Yeah, his tape that he put out, the guitar hurt, was great. Wow.
I love
the
song Medicine.
Yeah.
I still jam Medicine to this day.
Yeah, it was great.
Like, you don't understand, like, that kid was growing so much. Like, it was crazy. So, like, you know, when the split came, I wasn't exactly upset about the situation, because, I mean, there's something that he needed to do to, you know, to grow into who he was becoming, you know? So I was perfectly, like, fine with that. Yeah.
So, but I know y'all had the little management, hired and fired, whatever was going on over there at Bad Boy. And then y'all
I do my diddy bop.
Hey, don't. I'm telling you, don't say anything about Diddy. I'm telling you, it's going to come back. He's going to hear it. He'll hear it. I'm more afraid of Diddy than Matthew.
Y'all didn't see this, but Peaches was just booty popping in the studio.
She was twerking a little bit. She was trying to get on the twerk team.
And I'm not afraid of Diddy. Me and Diddy can go for lunch. I'll cook Diddy a grilled cheese sandwich.
He would need it.
No, he'll ask you to go get him some cheesecake.
He don't even eat that.
That was just for show, huh?
I don't know. I've never seen a man eat anything unhealthy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He seems like he's a
pretty I'll make him a fresh green salad. I'm not going to grow the lettuce, but
you know, I can cook a mean salad.
Just get it. I cook some cereal too.
Yeah, I'm over here like, what you put in the chicken? You boil the shrimp? But no, I do cook, like, for real though.
Oh, Lordy.
Peaches want, Brian, that's Peaches' way of saying that she wants to cook you a home cooked meal.
No, I don't.
She's trying to seduce you.
I'm not trying to seduce him. He has to woo me later.
Woo.
You have to get wooed first.
I have to get wooed. I quit cooking. I quit.
So why'd y'all leave Bad Boy though? Tell us the story.
We actually did not leave Bad Boy.
Were you asked to leave Bad Boy?
No, not at all. Was it Diddy actually?
Was it a Danity Kane situation?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Diddy actually took Bad Boy over to Interscope.
Yeah.
And Atlantic still had, first right of refusal over us, and they chose to keep us.
So y'all didn't leave Bad Boy to go to Atlantic.
Man.
Atlantic was just like we're going to keep
Diddy
you on.
is and always will be, the big homie. He still supports, everything that we're all doing. So, there was no bad blood. No, it wasn't like a nasty split or anything. It was just like some legal.
I guess that happens. But did you like, doing that? Because the third album was under Atlantic, right? Or is going to be under Atlantic or whatever the situation.
Yeah,
is it a lot better over there, or?
I don't know, man.
That's the political way of saying no.
No, I mean, shout out to, Atlantic Records, it wasn't like it was a big move because, Bad Boy, they were always distributed through Atlantic Records. Mm-hmm. So we were always in the Atlantic office. So, like, everyone there, like, showed us mad love every time we were in the office, it was like every time we get in the office, I would be walking around speaking to people and, going to shake hands and, just going to one of the execs' rooms and playing Xbox. it was family, so it was no different. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Out of the five, when y'all were all together, the five of y'all, I want to know something about each member. Who was the bougiest out of the five of y'all?
Oh, can I guess? I want to guess.
I would say Robert, but that's just me.
I would say Willie.
Big Mike.
Do y'all really want me to answer that?
Yes.
Why not?
Nah.
You just say who's the most humble, which is obviously Brian Avery. We should know who the most
is. I think it's according to what you consider as bougie. You know what I'm saying?
The one, that uppity. Who needed the most attention and
who got most Hollywood?
Yeah.
That's a better question.
Well, okay, who was the one that who was the one who needed the most stuff? Like, how when y'all traveled and you sent the list out of stuff that you needed. Who was the one who always had the most complicated list?
Who needed the cucumber Bath and Body Works? That's pretty much what we're asking.
It was him. It was him.
Nah. Honestly, I'm one of the most simple people on this earth. Like, I don't let any of this stuff go to my head.
You're not going to answer the question.
This stuff is just my job. Huh?
You're avoiding it.
No.
Diddy gives them good media training. Trust me. He does. You can tell. You can tell he's been through a couple of interviews.
I'm persistent, though.
Persistence pays, too.
It does.
No comment.
All right, well, how about this? Since you won't weigh in on your brothers, let's weigh in on another R&B kind of beef going on. What do you think about Drizzy and Chris Brown? Drake and Chris.
You will not let this go. I won't let Drake.
No, I have a beef with Drake.
He's in love with him.
Why?
You retweeted him the other day.
Because it was G shit that he was saying.
He's in love with Drake.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't like his ass, but he's got some G shit.
No, I like Drake's music. I really do. A lot of his personal choices, I don't know. I just think, I don't think any female's box, especially Barbadian females, I don't think anyone's box is that good to throw bottles at each other. And I heard there are bottles of Ciroc. Diddy probably didn't like that.
As long as they were drinking first.
Yeah, they probably took a sip.
You know what? I think I think the situation is, like, you know, really sad because, I mean, you know, they were friends, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope that, you know, they'll eventually get past all this ignorance because, I mean, honestly, that's what it really is. I mean, they're both two super talented guys, you know, and I don't think it was over Rihanna, you know? I think that the liquor was flowing, you know, and that's probably...
I don't know. I heard a note got passed saying some slick stuff.
But yeah, I heard that too. But like, honestly, don't sound like anything that neither one of those guys would even say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll never know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But honestly, like, both those guys aren't even on that, you know? So I think the liquor was flowing, and you know how you get when the liquor flow, you know? Yeah, well, I mean, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
but. Know. You know how you get when the liquor flows. So, you know.
I'm a lady, I do not know what you're referring to. Oh,
she said she put me on a new
word.
See,
ladies, they get kind of freaky when they get the alcohol flowing in their system.
Koof.
She
put me on a word last week. Koof. Koof. Koof.
With TH at the end.
Koof.
That is so uncouth.
Yeah, it's uncouth for her to drink, is what I was told.
Publicly.
Publicly.
And to be intoxicated in public.
Yeah, that's not cool. But did you know Chris put out a diss record to Drake over I Don't Like?
Yeah.
And Game was on there, which doesn't make any sense. Because Game's been irrelevant for a while. But like,
he did Gangsta Love. If Game come out here for Brad, I'm over it.
B.
I'll tell Game to that.
B.
What's up, B?
You might want to just
Hey Game, hey boo.
Hey boo.
You saw what he did to 40 Glock.
Oh yeah. Jason, that's his name, right? Jason, I don't mean any of that, all right. Or is it Jason? I don't know. It's some weird spelling. I don't understand. It's like Slim Thug's name is Stave and not Steve, and I find that so funny.
Stave. I went to school with him.
You went to school with Stave?
Yeah.
He's on the show next week.
Yeah, he's on the show next
week.
That's
my boy, man. That's my boy. I'm getting him on my album as well. And I'm actually going to be on his new project that he's working on.
So you have an album coming out?
Oh,
you didn't know?
No, I didn't mean to say that. No, it's a project that I'm working on.
Is it a mixtape?
It's a thing. No, it's a thing with music on it.
Yeah,
it's a thing with music.
Exactly,
on it.
Exactly.
You can download.
Great save. High five from afar. Bam.
Well, what is hashtag killer? What is that?
That's the single, girl.
Yeah, that's my single.
Twitter
dropped in 2 days, right?
I mean, have you retweeted it? I mean, have you tweeted out?
Because you don't follow me.
Yes,
so
I
no.
do follow you, actually.
You just did it?
No, I actually, no, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. I started following you the moment I knew that I was coming on this show.
He is not telling the truth.
I am so telling the truth.
Because that's his truth-telling voice.
Thank you.
He's full of shit.
I am not full of caca.
Did Diddy put you through media training? Because I really like how you answer every question. You don't say the right thing or the wrong thing. You just say thing.
He ain't
saying
anything. He's not saying anything.
We've been sitting here with
what you want me to like? What you want me going here? Man, fuck them. That was all.
Yes, actually.
No, but I mean.
See, the thing is, you give us higher ratings when you talk poorly about people.
I know, but
I don't like that.
That's not my style.
Y'all heard that interview, and then me and Brad will look great.
That's not your style.
No, I mean, that's not my style. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not.
No,
you don't do that in radio interviews?
I'm not a negative person. I'm
only on Twitter, right?
No, you know, I'm not. You still no, like I mean, honestly, like
You said you went through a growth. That's why you deleted your other Twitter.
Yes.
So what were some of the things that you would say that, you know, you worked on as a person?
Just being a
overall. You was aligning your chakras.
Huh?
You was aligning your chakras. He don't even know what
that means. No, I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. But he kind of like, you kind of motioned.
Yeah,
you like, my what?
Yeah, I was like, what?
My chakras.
That sound like you talking to
me. No.
What exactly does that mean?
You have seven
Enlighten
chakras.
Me, please. Huh?
You have seven chakras.
What? I don't even know what she's talking about, Brian.
I have no idea.
It's fine.
Anyway, it's in the book. Okay, would you grow on? I'll tell you later because it's a lot.
Okay. You know, I mean, you know, at the time, you know, I was in a relationship. And I was just like, being like.
Who was your boo?
Huh?
Who was your boo, she said.
Honda.
I think that's a term for significant other.
Oh.
Boo.
Oh, significant other.
Significant other. Saigots, as I call them. Significant others.
Oh, I see. Oh, not spl- No.
That was one of the 12 baby mamas.
Yeah. It was one of the 12. How long were y'all about to break up for?
Wow.
And welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
I love it.
Afro weave or she had her own hair?
She had her own hair.
That means she was mixed.
It does. She wasn't all black.
She was. Right. She was.
She was black?
No, she was half black, half Puerto Rican.
Oh, we don't have to ask the right questions.
Half black, half Puerto Rican. My same ex-girlfriend. Not same ex-girlfriend. same type of ex-girlfriend.
Same thing.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got you.
I wonder why she called me Brian that one time. But anyway.
Whatever.
It's easy. PR, you know what I'm saying? I feel you on the Puerto Rican mix, though. You know what I'm saying? Because she was...
Yeah.
Butter pecan, man. They say it for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Butter pecan.
That whole growl. Butter pecan Rican.
Yeah. They're nice, man. They're a little crazy.
And then this is when being the only girl, you're like, oh, okay, she was cute. That's cool.
That's cool. Let's talk about somebody else. Like, I'm just playing.
I mean, I ain't tripping. You go to the strip clubs?
I plead the fifth.
We love the strip clubs. I'm just trying to figure out where you be.
Honestly, I mean, I'm not going to say I haven't been. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, that's not, you know, it's just not my cup of tea.
He says he doesn't have to pay for it. That's what he's saying.
you don't like throwing dollars at the naked hustler?
I feel like, you know what? I respect, you know,
strippers. Oh, we love strippers.
You know what I'm saying? I think there are some beautiful, gorgeous ass strippers.
Yeah.
But I feel
there
like
there are some strippers. Some of them are pretty.
Yeah.
Yo, there's this one chick at Legends. Her name's Roxy. She drives this badass.
Shout out to Roxy.
She drives this badass BMW. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Roxy.
And I threw a few dollars at you. Sound like you know you've been to Legends a couple times.
No.
Guy knows Roxy though.
Colorado.
Have you known Roxy?
Hey, look, as he comes out the back like out of nowhere,
he probably knows Roxy though.
He's a man of few words, but when he says something, they mean something. All right, Brian.
Hey, he so swooped down like he Batman or somebody.
What city has your favorite strip clubs? Because most people are either Atlanta or Miami. So where would you rank in on this?
Honestly, I haven't. I don't really go to strip clubs that much. I really don't. So like I can't rate.
He doesn't go.
He's not answering this question.
No, but like
it's that Diddy Media training.
I haven't gone to a strip club like anywhere else other than Houston. So I mean.
I do not believe
that you've been on tour and you haven't been to a strip club in another city. I'm sorry.
Honestly, why?
I think that's believable.
With all due respect to all the scrippers across the world, you know what I'm saying?
You work too hard to throw your dollar.
I work too goddamn hard.
To throw that
to
money.
To throw my money away. I'm sorry.
Because like, what's weird about it is like you go in. And it's just like, you don't think you're going to spend, you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to pay the $10 to get in, $20 to get in, whatever, I'm going to sit there with my homies. A lot of places are BYOB, which I don't care about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm looking, and I don't think I'm going to do anything. And the next thing I know, I'm running up to the bar, hey, yo, can you give me 20 more ones? I need 20 more ones, you know what I'm saying? Then 40, I need the 40 more, you know what I'm saying?
And then it turns into 300.
And next thing I know, I get the notification that I'm out of money on Bank of America app. They're really handy with that too. They let me know.
That's why you just go. You leave your debit card at the house.
They'll text you, "Hey, B, slow down."
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Yes.
She goes to more strip clubs than anyone I know.
So you be at like the Bears or something?
I don't go to male strip clubs.
That's kind of nasty.
That's
weird. I'm sorry, I don't.
Nothing. Not there's anything wrong with that.
I just can't see.
As a woman, I am a heterosexual female. I just don't want to go to a male strip club.
Yeah. I mean, you ain't gotta say no more. I already know why. I don't know why, but I don't know. Yeah. I just couldn't be a male stripper and then having to dance like for not only women but for males as well.
For men,
like I couldn't do it.
Because I saw this documentary on the great MTV one time, and it was a true life about porn stars, and there was this one straight dude.
Yeah, and he had a girlfriend.
He had a girlfriend, but he had to do the gay porn.
No, man,
I mean,
not to have anything against gay people.
And me either, but
nothing wrong
woman,
with that.
I love gay people, I would have a problem with that.
I do, and I have a problem with you not having a problem with that.
No, I said I do have a problem with that. That would bother me.
Speaking of strippers and stuff like that, have you seen VH1's new hip-hop, Love & Hip-Hop Atlanta?
Have you seen
Rihanna Man?
Ooh. Yo, y'all wrong, man. He's talking about Jocelyn.
Yeah, Jocelyn. That's
I don't watch the show.
I've seen it.
Everything it's about.
I've seen it. I just want to know, Brian, if I were having an asthma attack, would you save my life? Or would you go and leave to play to your show? That's all I want to know.
I save your life, man. I'd rush you
that.
To the hospital, man.
I appreciate
it. It's only right, man.
It's only right.
It's only right, man. That show can stop, or you know what I'm saying? That your job would have to understand, like, you know, somebody is in, you know, dire need of your help.
They need me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So about Rihanna, man. Jocelyn. about Jocelyn. What do you think? Do you think that it's a man?
No, she
doesn't look like a man, really.
Honestly,
she's just taller and has a deeper voice than maybe Adam's apple.
She looks like Prince. If you put them side by side.
No, she don't. Honestly,
yeah, she does.
She looks a lot like Rihanna to me.
She does.
You know what I'm saying? But see, the only thing is, you gotta understand, like,
I've
like,
never seen
like
the
women
show,
from like islands and you know, and things like that. Like, you know, they tend to have, you know, heavier, you know, toned voices and, you know, thicker accents and things like that.
Yeah.
But like, when I first saw her, I was like,
hey,
well, damn.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I saw too, you know, and then I heard that she might be a man, and
man,
then,
that's
and then
just
she tweeted
hating,
the picture.
Man.
I mean, that's just part of being
I enjoyed
in
the picture.
Limelight.
I enjoyed the picture. I had to, you know, I had to know if she was, you know, I had to look. I had to have the evidence to see if she was.
And that's evidence of me.
You know, I had my computer, I had my computer in a safe yet reachable distance, you know what I'm saying, just in case anything were to happen.
Lotion is safe and reachable distance.
All I'm saying is after that picture came out, I had to replace my space key. You feel me?
next, please. Next.
Like I said, welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
You are retarded.
He just has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that.
I'm just saying you could do better.
Just... What up, though?
What, you from Detroit now?
No, but I got people in Detroit, though.
Peaches! Peaches, you said you had a Twitter question for him. Why don't you read that off?
No, you don't.
She said she did.
Somebody told me to ask you something about your dancing.
Uh-oh.
My dancing.
I want to know if you can really dance or can you
or
just
can
choreograph
you do that
dance.
Can you do that boy band dance? You know what I'm saying?
I can dance. Like honestly, even, I can dance.
Even Joy Fatone.
Temptation, two-step, twist, dip, roll.
No, I can dance. You know, I can dance, you know. I come from a family with, you know, a long line of dancers, you know.
So, like, you be battle dancing in the club?
I mean,
you
no,
know?
I ain't going to go that far. I just think
throw me the keys.
that's a little too much right there.
That's how you are.
So were you raised in a very musical family or?
No, not really.
No,
I mean,
like the first of
my
your
mother,
kind.
Well, no, my mother actually grew up singing, you know. But,
okay.
I actually have a cousin. He's here in a group by the name of Century.
I've heard of Century.
Yeah.
What group is he in?
Century.
Oh, that's the name of the group.
Yeah, they're from Houston. They're a Houston-based R&B group. He's actually my first cousin. He's in that group as well. I mean, our family, I wouldn't say is a musical family, but, you know, there are a couple of us that can sing.
Okay, so was it like a church thing where you learned to sing in church? Because I know a lot of people who learn to sing in church. I didn't learn to sing in church.
Well, black people,
sing in church.
The older black women they start going to church. Yeah, and then next thing you know, by the time you have kids, it's like most black kids are automatically raised in church.
In church, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say church, you know, was, you know, definitely an influence. But the first time I saw Michael Jackson was when I knew I wanted to do that.
You know, my problem with that is that's everybody says that, and I feel like it's such a cliche
answer.
No,
but it's
and
not.
They may, it's and not. They may mean it.
I'm going to tell you this, and, you know, please don't crack any jokes.
I got you.
I love Michael Jackson so much, I have that man's face tattooed on my arm.
Wait, we got to see this.
He does.
Oh, he does.
He does.
And it's actually a good portrait.
It is. It's one of the better ones I've seen.
So we know you didn't go to the... What's that? Oh, man. What's that tattoo
don't
shop?
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Dago's.
No! Man, yeah. Oh,
no, no, no. First of all, I can't talk about Dago's because out of my 10, a good 4 of them came from Dago's.
Wait, 10?
Yeah.
When did you get 10
tattoos? No,
I had 10 tattoos. They're dainty, though.
Oh, they like...
They have koof.
Yeah, they have koof.
Oh.
Koof.
Ew, I say.
I mean, I ain't got no thigh tats and no trans stamps and nothing.
I noticed.
She got a big ass tattoo right on her thigh.
Right.
I don't.
Or some strawberry. A half eaten strawberry. and the juice dripping down her leg.
Why is it so many of those world star hip hop video girls? They all have like tattoos on their ass.
I think that is so sexy.
You like it? You like the tattoo on the ass?
Sometimes.
Oh,
it's just according to what it is. And if it looks nice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's sexy as hell. For a woman to have a big ass tattoo on her ass.
You saw the stripper with the butterfly on her ass?
It's got to be a big ass.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's our DJ Motai.
He's an ass man.
He's our ass man. DJ Motai is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you like a little brown in your milk, huh?
Bottom.
A little chocolate in your milk, huh?
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes I put the cream in the coffee. You feel me?
B, you silly, right?
I had to do it. I don't know. I don't like the tattoos on the ass. That's not my thing.
You're very clean cut to be so dirty.
Huh? I'm very clean cut to be so dirty?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's just different. In my Jay-Z voice,
I'm a partner with an actual tattoo shop located on 529 here in Houston. So
you want to plug them?
Yeah, man. Hey, y'all in Houston, y'all want some more artwork done? Trust me, the best tattoo parlor to go to is very clean. The walls, when I say they're snow white, the walls are actually snow white. They're extremely clean. Black Pearl Tattoo, located on 529 in between Highway 6 and Barker Cypress.
Black Pearl Tattoo.
Yes.
Everyone, go get Black Pearl. Go to Black Pearl Tattoo.
Pearl.
Pearl.
Like, you know, pirate, like R.
Oh, like Black Pearl. Like, yeah. Curse of the Black Pearl. Yeah. Okay, Black
Pearl. But it's a number. Yeah, is Black Pearl Tattoo.
Is there a different meaning behind that?
I mean, that's a meaning I came up with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Black Pearl.
You want to elaborate? Because you're looking like you're ready for me to ask you.
No. I don't want to know. Because, you know, I am a good, clean, wholesome man.
What's your stake in that company? Or do you have, like, a large percentage ownership in there? Or
what my discount going to be when I come get my tattoo?
I'd rather not say. I'm just a silent partner.
Silent.
Well, not anymore now.
You let a lot of stuff go today, all right? Now we know that your partner's in a tattoo shop.
You know,
you got an album coming out.
He's got 12 baby mamas.
He's got 12.
Damn, I need to find a couple of them.
The last one was mixed.
Right? Yeah, last
Rican
one was
and black girl.
Them Ricans, man. Them
She's
Ricans.
From New York, huh?
No.
Does she have family in New York? Because a lot of them have family in New York, from my experience.
No.
Boricua. How you say it?
You be Boricua.
Boricua.
No.
We went through this last week. This is like, we go.
It was a couple weeks ago, but I can't say it. Blame my pigment. I can't say it. It was my bad.
That's his excuse for a lot of stuff.
It's fine. That's my problem that I'm dealing with.
There you go. Yeah. I wanted a prerogative.
It's my prerogative, girl. Just chill out.
Oh, sorry.
See, he can sing.
I was lost for a second. I'm back. I'm back.
Okay, so like I was saying earlier, you had that spot where Diddy was like, okay, yeah, you're screaming it. Do you remember the moment I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
How'd that make you feel?
Bad, obviously. Like, I wouldn't feel good.
How does it make you feel for somebody that can't sing telling you how to sing?
I was about to say, I ain't gonna lie, at that moment, I was like, who the hell are you? In my mind, you know what I'm saying? Of course I wasn't gonna say that loud.
No.
I was like, who the hell are you to come in here and tell me what I sound like? You can't even sing. But of course, you know, when I opened my mouth, it didn't come out exactly like that.
It didn't come out like that.
It was like, yes, sir.
Yes, yeah, I got it. I'll do it better.
I'm gonna be talking again.
So for him, okay, well, first of all, I want to ask this. We'll get back to the question I was originally gonna ask. For him not being able to sing, right, like you just said on air, we got it. It's proof. Archived.
No, Diddy, I said it.
Okay, Peaches said it. Right. Peaches said it. So here's the thing. For him not to be able to sing, you know, he goes ahead and, I don't know, he breaks up Danny DeCane or whatever happened there.
He didn't break up Danny DeCane.
Danny DeCane broke themselves up. They
broke
themselves up. Aubrey O'Day was doing some crazy stuff, right?
Just...
Was it Aubrey? Wait. Was it Aubrey was the originator of, like, all the badness, right? Well, this is how the show played out.
Yeah, you know what? And it goes back to, like, TV editing, you know? Like,
yeah.
You know, the editing, you only get to see what they feel like is going to, you know, bring in the ratings, you know?
Yeah.
Like
4 days worth of footage in 2 minutes.
No, I mean, sometimes, honestly, it'll be like 2 months worth of footage put into like...
2 minutes.
You know, that 41 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but a lot of people don't like get to see like whole stories.
Everything that
yeah,
going
you know
on.
What I'm saying? So
they
like,
play it
it's just like,
to.
for instance, me being, you know, looked at as a crazy madman, like, you know, I just blew up out of nowhere all the time. It was always like something that led up to that in order for me to,
but they didn't show the lead up.
They showed
the blow up.
Exactly.
Okay. See, that makes a lot more sense.
I mean, TV editing is a mofo.
Answer this for me. I always want to know this about any reality show or whatever. So when y'all do like the behind the scenes things where y'all doing commentary on the episodes or whatever, you know what I'm talking about? Like the in-betweens. Like, how does that happen?
Sitting in a room.
Where they have you sitting in the room. Did they do it after they tape the show? Because it seems like you're always wearing the same thing.
No.
It's the same outfit every time. Have y'all noticed that?
No, like,
they wear the same outfits.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Like, in my head, I'm like, do they tell them to wear the same thing?
Love & Hip Hop, they do that.
Love & Hip Hop, they do it.
They do that.
Flavor of Love.
I think this situation was more of, it was kind of hurried. And that's why they filmed everything, and then they came back and did all that.
Commentary.
Yeah, but like with us, we would film for like 2 weeks, and then they would pick a day where we would do
commentary.
Yeah, and we would do that.
They show y'all clips and?
No, they read off. Okay, this is what happened, and so on and so forth. So, you know, tell us about that and how you felt about it.
Okay, and then that's how they do it. See, I always wondered, because they always have the same outfit on, and I just never got it. So anyway, so they played it out to Danny Kane, broke themselves apart, and then Diddy was like, you know what, I'm going to take Dawn, and I'm going to take whatever the other girl's name was. No.
Kalina.
Dawn and Kalina. Yeah. I'm going to put them together, I'm going to put some T-Pain on my voice, and I'm going to start singing. Was that actually him singing?
Yeah.
It was him singing?
Yeah.
Because I know everyone was like, that's not Diddy.
No, Diddy, no. Like, I mean, honestly, that dude is super talented.
So does he have a good tone?
Yeah, I mean, he's the type of person, whatever he puts his mind to, he does it.
He's going to do it.
So if he tells you.
What was your vocal coach? What was the vocal coach?
Unk Ra, yeah. He was my favorite person ever.
Yes.
I don't know why Michael Bivins was there. What did he do? He was the... He was a scout. I forgot what his role was.
Yeah.
Then you had crazy Lorianne, right? Who she was made out to be crazy. Lorianne Gibson. Or is she actually crazy? Okay.
You gonna plead the fifth?
Crazy.
Okay.
She pleads the fifth. That means
I ain't say nothing. No, man.
She put out a video too, I saw.
Okay. I'm cool.
She was Lady Gaga's what was she? Her creative director. She's making Minaj's right now.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, she's no longer Gaga's
They split.
Does Akon still get money off Gaga?
Yeah.
He's still signed to him.
You heard me say, got T-Pain on my wrist, got Gaga around my neck.
See, that's a dope line.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see,
have you heard the remix?
To what?
To Cash Out.
No.
Yo.
There's a remix?
Yo, Akon smashed it, bro.
He said,
I'm African, so you know I got hyenas. It go hard, man.
I'm gonna have to find that.
I got hyenas.
I just figured out who Nina and Keisha were. So,
he was talking about like everything that, you know, like he got his own gas station, you know, in his backyard. He's not lying. He really has his own gas station. Like Akon's house is like
ridiculous,
man. It's like another Neverland.
He has a gas station.
Yes, he has his own gas station
in his backyard.
Yes.
That's actually pretty player, if you ask me.
Yeah. His house is like another Neverland. Yeah.
Do you know how loaded that man has to be for that?
God.
I mean, but just imagine he has T-Pain.
He bought the old hotel. I got questions.
No, he's got T-Pain. He's got Gaga.
You know, yeah. I mean, he has.
He sold albums back in his day, man. Like, in his prime, he had so many albums.
But can I come get some gas, though?
Can you?
What?
I need gas. Like, do you know?
I mean, drive to Atlanta.
Nah,
he lives in Atlanta?
Yeah.
See, you're just giving out this man's business on the air.
I mean, no, I'm Florida. Florida,
okay.
He got it from the Haitians.
You know, Diddy went in on that same damn time remix, though.
Yo, he did, man. Like, I remember seeing the video.
You got that 550?
Did he write that?
The video for the first time yesterday.
Yeah,
I was watching MTV, too.
Did he write it?
MTV, I don't know. He probably did.
He probably did. It sounds like something he would write. You know what I'm saying? What is wrong with Peaches?
I'm smooth.
Peaches! Okay, we'll do a subject change for you real quick. So he did. What did you think of the Dirty Money album? The Last Train to Paris?
I thought it was dope.
It's the Dirty Money.
Like,
why didn't it translate out to like the general public? Because like the general public wasn't feeling it as much.
I think it took too long to came out.
It did take a long time.
No, I mean, that might have been it, but I honestly feel like That's the album that was before its time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were...
Like, sonically and, like, musically, it was just another level.
Yeah. And, you know, right now, some people can't you know, take that in, you know, and actually get it and identify with it because they're so used to the norm and what everybody else is doing.
That's true.
You know?
It's a lot of gimmicks.
So do you think in a couple years, people are going to go back and listen to it and be like,
wow.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because I listen to the album, honestly, every day. Like, I think, hey, man, you behind my back. I don't like that, man. You make me nervous. You know, I'm from the hood, man. You know,
you can't just creep up on him like that.
Man. Exactly, you know.
He'll hit you with that Bentley chain.
I got my gun and my holster.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
packed with that toaster,
man. Your jeans too tight.
What'd you say?
You said your jeans too tight.
My jeans tight, Greg. I was going to say something, but
did
I
anyone ever tell you that you're a lot bigger than what you look like on TV?
Yeah.
Pause. He looks bigger than
he's
when
stockier.
I.
He's stockier. Yes.
Yeah. No, I say he's a little more muscular.
Yeah. I've been in the gym.
I equate stocky to like George Costanza, heavy kind of set guy.
Nah.
You know, you know what I'm saying?
Brad is doing this flex muscle arm thing.
What are you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Comes for you. How about your men, Randy Savage? Dig it.
Yo, no, at the end.
Dig it. You know what I'm talking about.
You so damn stupid.
Brian knows what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
He was a fan.
Yes, I was.
Because you know he's a fan because he picked up on the dig it with the hands.
Exactly.
R.I.P. Macho Man, though.
Yeah.
That was actually a sad day in my life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think he had a heart attack when he was driving.
Right, while driving and wrecked, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
So is that one of your
hobbies?
Do you like wrestling? Do you like professional wrestling?
You know, I used to be a huge fan. I just think, you know, now it's kind of gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
So like I don't really watch it too much.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me anymore. Like I don't want to see John Cena anymore, and I don't want you acting either, John Cena. I don't like it. I'll give you a pass,
bro,
on
you know
Dwayne.
What? You say whatever you want to say.
You got to respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give a pass to Dwayne because I like rock movies. I'm a fan of Walking Tall and Run Down and anything but
like
the Tooth Fairy.
I like that one. I like that one. Yeah. I like the one he did with the girl. When
I like Scorpion.
Scorpion. That was the first one, right?
Yeah.
That was one of the first ones, yeah.
There's so many people died in the opening scene of that movie. It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
I like that movie,
I like the Scorpion. I like the girl who was in the Scorpion King.
She was hot.
I appreciate you saying she was hot, Peaches, because that does mean a lot. You know what I'm saying? Coming from you.
She was.
I feel like I have to get final approval of all my women through you.
Oh, Peaches decided she wanted to start following me on Twitter now.
Only because you
follow me on Twitter, MRAngel_day26.
Yo,
follow me on Twitter,
I love you. I love interviewing you, Brian, because you bring up the segue for me. Like, I don't even have to talk about it. Like, you bring it up for me.
Well, thank you, you know.
You know
I just
want
to point out that he was on time. I was so prepared for you to be late.
Oh,
I
yeah, we thought you were going
to
be Hollywood.
I'm going to tell you something about me.
I was ready for you to
I'm
be
not
late.
Hollywood. I'm a professional. And if I say I'm going to be somewhere, actually, had I not got turned around, I probably would have been here sooner. I probably would have been like 30 minutes instead of like 20 minutes. But like, I kind of got turned around. Like, I hate, you know, not being professional. I really hate that.
I appreciate
that. That's one of my pet peeves. Like, if I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to try and be there at least 30 minutes before. You know, I mean, you know, it gives you time to kind of like, you know,
figure out where you are, fill out the vibe.
Yeah, and I mean, not only that, but like, you know, you never know, like, something might go wrong here. It, you know, it might give you time to kind of, like, fix whatever that needs to be, you know, fixed.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And I also appreciate that you don't roll with an entourage.
Yeah, I was expecting, like a slew of people.
No, I'm me.
I was expecting, like, 40 people to run through the door. You know, you got your publicist, your manager, your
hey,
your
shout
hair
out to my
person.
Publicist, too, man, CC.
Shout out CC. Shout out CC.
Yes, she's
thank you.
Oh,
she listens. She better be listening. If not,
she is. She's been tweeting me this whole time.
I'm going to choke up.
She's been laughing at
tell
you.
Tell her to tweet me. Hey.
No, you just started following me.
Because you just
Peaches.
Started. You know what?
Peaches.
Mr. Angel.
Peaches.
Mr. Angel. It's a Bentley thing.
I like your hair.
Thank you.
Got a
little, I really like
her little Khalifa thing going. She thinks she's cute and everything.
Yeah.
You go. Oh, so you bet.
Really, Brad? You acting up because we got company?
Oh, so you bet. What? Acting up? I'm tame today.
Oh, it's gonna be a fight in here, y'all.
I'm tame today. How much did Diddy really work with y'all on the albums? Was he there for every song, or like how much did he actually work with y'all?
No, he wasn't there for every song, but he definitely oversaw everything. You know, he yayed this and he nayed that. You know, if there was something that he felt like someone else could have done better, he'd be like, okay, replace that second verse with Brian, or you know. Stuff like that. Like he was very hands on,
and he knew y'all's voices and what part went where.
Definitely.
So when you work on your own stuff, you know, solo, by yourself, making this hit single that's about to come out, Killer.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When you make all that, what goes in? Do you ever want to be like, you know, email it over to Puffy and be like, yo, Puff. What's good?
I mean, of course, hey man, what you think about this? You know,
yeah.
it would be nice if I, you know, could do that, but. You know, I think he's, you know, I think his, you know, his mind is somewhere else right now. He's really focused on, you know, what he's working on now.
Yeah.
So what direction is your new project taking? Is it going to be something we've never heard from you before? Or
is it going to be some vintage Angel?
I think it's going to be just some vintage R&B, you know. I feel like, you know, R&B music is kind of sleeping right now. I feel like
it's too poppy.
Yeah. You know, I mean... And, you know, not anything against, you know, any music that's out now.
No.
But, like, I feel like...
They don't sing no more.
Yeah.
No, it's
And that's what I'm doing, you know.
You're just singing.
I'm definitely, you know...
With an A, giving that. A couple of A's, not an I.
Singing.
I mean, they don't.
I mean, I'm of course, I got my, you know, my up-tempos, my clubs, you know. But I'm still, you know, delivering on those as well. You know, I just feel like music has changed
ballad.
So much.
You know, you always need a good love ballad.
Man, you know, I went in.
This dedicated to you, Peaches. You know, Peaches. Girl. The other night, when you got out of bed.
But what is with the breathing heavy in the mic?
I'm not finished.
She's not finished.
I'm not finished.
Oh. I know you're finished. Finished.
You said you was getting up, go get a big gulp at 7-Eleven. And you never came back home. Girl, you hurt me. But it's okay. I still want you.
No, but I do. I do feel like a lot of the R&B that comes out nowadays is very poppy, overproduced. And some people like that.
Over auto-tune.
But like, over auto-tune, like, because I love me some old Usher. You know what I'm saying? But
Homemade
like stuff,
and 8701.
Any of those. But like, I mean, when he takes his shirt off and shows his chest nowadays, or whatever the song goes.
I think the song is dope.
The song's tight. No, the song is tight. Don't get me wrong. Climax. I like the record. I like that record. No, not Climax. I like the record.
That's a dope song too.
Yeah.
I think those records are tight, but they're not. When I think R&B, you know what I'm saying? That's not what I think of. I think of pop music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think there's enough R&B singers. Like. That's why I respect the hell out of Robin Thicke, because I think Robin Thicke puts out R&B albums.
Yes, definitely.
And I want a Paula Patton. That's all I want in life.
You know what? You are like a Robin Thicke, man.
I appreciate it.
Mixed women.
He been fishing for you to say this.
Nah.
Yes, he has.
But now that I have it, that's my soundbite. That's my soundbite for the next show.
He's been fishing for you to say this. Like, that's why he keeps bringing it up.
I didn't bring up Robin Thicke. I brought up Paula Patton.
Yeah, he did. Well,
Brad, I did bring up Robin.
Yeah, you did. That's why I appreciate Robin Thicke.
But I do. Don't you like Robin Thicke's music? I can see you liking Robin Thicke.
I'm a huge fan of Robin Thicke.
So I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Did you get Channel Orange?
No, I didn't.
You haven't heard it yet.
No, I haven't heard it yet.
Do you want to hear it? Is my question.
Yeah, definitely. Like Frank's a super talented dude. Like, you know, he's a phenomenal, you know, writer, producer. Like, singer. Like, dude is, like, super duper dope.
No, yeah. I think yeah, like, when I didn't hear anything from him until I heard Watch the Throne. Mm-hmm. That was when I was first put on him.
Oh, and you didn't hear Nostalgia Ultra?
No. See, I didn't hear any of that. Yeah. I didn't even hear about Frank Ocean. I heard he was with Odd Future, and it kind of already turned me off to him. I was like, I don't like
any of
that.
You know what? I like Odd Future, though.
So, I don't have anything wrong with him. It's just not my blend of music, you know?
Well, I got the Odd Future Volume 2.
of beliefs and swag. Like,
I'm not agreeing with any of that. That is a like little
when
to the left.
When he told me, like, you know, told Jesus to stop his bitching or whatever, like, that's yeah, when I like, got turned I off immediately.
Yeah, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? That's between them and their God.
I don't read a lot of media stuff, so I don't ever know about that. Like, I just know when the music comes out, and then I go from that. I don't ever read, like, that. Like, I still can't tell you what all those letters stand for.
I don't either.
But
on Future Wolfgang Kill 'Em All. But about the Frank album though, because now I hear that Frank isn't really part of On Future. He's just like affiliated, like he's like a 2 Chainz to Good Music type thing. Mm. But what do you think about him coming out and, you know, professing his homosexuality or bisexuality,
or his just plain old sexuality? I hate when people label it.
But no, I mean, he came out and said, you know, I like men.
He said I was in love with a man. I read the letter.
Tight, like that's what I'm saying. He has a song about it on his album. Like, it's kind of weird. I couldn't jam it.
You know, actually, Forrest Gump? No, I didn't actually, like it. If you listen to Forrest Gump, it's Jenny's version, because she even has a soundbite.
Hey, but you know what, Peaches? It's a man singing Jenny's version.
So
it makes me uncomfortable.
And it sounds
to listen
good. That means you ain't secure with yourself. What you trying to
tell me? No, I love me some women. You know what I'm saying? But I just couldn't get down with Forrest Gump. You know what I'm saying? It's just me.
Shout out to OG Ron C for chopping that.
Channel Purple, if you haven't
already got that.
OG, that's my dude. That's my dude.
That's our dude too, Brian. You're not special, all right?
Yeah, you're not.
My bad.
Yeah, you're not.
I worked the OG before, you know what I'm saying? He's chopped and slopped some things.
No, but as far as, like, you know, my thoughts on it, I think that took a lot of bravery, you know, from him, you know, and I commend him for, you know, wanting to be free and you know, be himself.
Yeah.
You know? I think in this industry, everybody, we strive so hard to try to please everyone, you know, the consumers, the fans and everything else, like, and we kind of tend to forget, you know, to make self happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and for him to, you know, to do that, I think that was a huge step, you know. You know, I have nothing against, you know, homosexuality or, you know, a person being bisexual. Hey, you know, like you said before, you know, to each his own, you know.
For sure.
But
I can't say I don't have anything wrong with bisexuals. All right. I'm gonna say something real quick.
See, I'm talking about women. I'm talking about just period, like just all across the board.
I'm just saying, like, they want to walk in and like everything's game. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can go to a party, everything's game for them. It's not fair.
Yeah.
So you mad because your chances just slim because a girl can?
Yo, my chances are never slim. All right.
Tell her, B. Tell her. Cause you speaking for me right now. My chances are never slim. Never.
Yo.
You know, says the hair and the chain. So do you write most of your own music, or do you, you know, reach out to other writers?
They wrote a lot of Day 26 songs for y'all, right?
Yeah.
On the first album, at least.
Yeah. Our first album was definitely. Because
you worked with Cox a lot.
Pause.
Did you like working with Cox?
Pause.
Was Cox a favorite of yours?
Pause.
That was so clever. I have to give you that one.
When was the last time you worked with the Cox?
Pause. Now, working with Brian.
Brian Michael Cox, yes.
really good friend of mine. I actually have worked with Brian most of my career, like since I've been doing music.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you knew him before the show?
Yeah. So, you know, working with him, it was just like, you know, like old times.
I have a question for you, and this is a completely true story. All right, one time I'm on my way out to Humble, right? Mm-hmm. I'm driving to go pick up my Puerto Rican girl, right? This was a few months ago. My muffler falls off, so I got to get towed, right? Uh-huh. Off the freeway.
Uh-huh.
Guy picks me up. He looks like a black version of
Christopher
Lloyd. Huh?
You hitchhiked?
No. A tow truck picked me up.
Oh.
And the guy who was driving looked like a black version of Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future, right? He looked like Doc Emmett L. Brown.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. It was freaking me out in the head. I didn't understand what was going on. And
Did you tell him?
I did. I said, you know, you look like if you were white, you know what I'm saying? No, anyway. And but he was telling me a story. He was like, yeah, I'm in music too. He's like, you know, I did radio. He goes, I'm actually Brian Michael Cox's uncle, right? So what I'm going to need you to do is next time you talk to Cox, ask him if you know Frank.
Frank?
If he knows Frank, his Uncle Frank. Uncle
That's
Frank.
A tow truck driver.
who's in music and tows cars. Because he gave me his contact, and he was like, if you ever meet Brian, tell him, not this Brian, other yeah. Brian, tell him to give his uncle a call.
I just talked to Brian.
Be like, Uncle Frank says hello, and just see what he says for me, because I would really love to know if that was true. Because that was true. I took down his number.
I'm going to text him and ask him. Hey,
text him
hey,
and
bro,
ask him.
Do you have an uncle named Uncle Frank?
Because cause I still have Uncle Frank's number. It would be just great just to call him and get him on the air, but I was doing the most right now. Because he's like, take down my number, son. Take it down. I want you to, next time you're running into Cox, show him.
Yo,
I'm not here for these shenanigans today. I'm not.
Show him what the deal is.
Why are you stupid, B?
I'm telling you, look, I got his number. Frank Radio Toe is what his name is in my phone.
Wow.
So if he has an Uncle Frank, I would
Does
really
he have any affiliation with Frank's Pizza?
No, he doesn't.
Did you ask?
That would be great because like we get like free pizza like all the time.
Yeah. Frank does have really good pizza.
I don't eat pizza. I'm just saying.
Who are you? Why don't you eat pizza?
Because you know carbs, man. I can't do it. I'm trying to get sexy.
Grown and sexy, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, don't be looking me up and down, Peaches. Hey, look, when I said that, Peaches, look me up and down.
I see.
She like, you know, his arms, he's kind of big now.
You feeling yourself, you good?
No, I ain't feeling myself, I'm just saying, you know, it's the look you gave me, you know? That's all I'm saying.
Tell us.
I mean, you tell me what's on your mind. How you feel? I'm just
like, I'm gonna write your music for you. I already asked you.
I've been working with like a lot of great writers as far as my solo.
If somebody wanted to submit a beat to you or a song to you or themselves musically to you, where
pause?
Where would they send that to?
They can send that to brianangelhooks@gmail.com. Again, that's Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Angel Hooks, HOOKS@gmail.com.
Who haven't you worked with that you want to work with?
Wow.
Don't say it's so many people.
No, it is, though.
Hell yeah, there's a lot of people.
You know, honestly, somebody that I really want to work with that I think is, like, really dope, he's new, A$AP Rocky. I think he's, like, extremely talented. Like,
I like A$AP, man. I like A$AP. And he shows love to Houston. He put my homie on his first mixtape, Fat Tony. My homie Fat Tony was on his first mixtape. So big shout out to A$AP Rocky.
Yeah, I think that kid is like definitely gonna be like.
And he's got himself a nice woman, Azalea.
He ain't claiming her, but she low key claiming him. But she tatted, so it don't even matter.
I do it, Biggie, man.
Oh, she tatted.
She has Live Love A$AP on her fingers.
Wow, I did not know that.
She's bad.
Oh, she's super bad. What are you talking
about? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, can I cuss?
Yeah, you can cuss.
Yo, I became a fan when I saw the video and heard the song to Pussy.
Yeah.
Oh!
I love that.
I like her. And then she has she's Australian she still has accent is dope.
She sounds like she's from the South.
Yeah, when she raps, she sounds like she's from the South.
Well, cause
she talks, I don't know.
She lived in Florida for a while. She lived in Houston for a while.
Yeah.
So she, you know, she's.
Would you like to work with Iggy?
Yeah,
musically.
What would y'all song even be about? Like, where would that go?
You know, I
mean, Pussy and Braids, the remix.
Yes. Trust me, that's a song right there. We can definitely figure out.
So, is there any local talent in Houston that you would like to work with?
Because I know you've worked with my homie Hollywood Floss.
Yes,
you work with my homie Express. That's what I heard on Low Key.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Really?
Yeah, it's not out yet. See, you got to have your ear to the street. Yeah. Like
Express don't be telling me nothing, but when he got tickets to
homie.
Sell,
yeah, that's the right. Homie.
Yeah, text you, hey yo, I'm playing this show.
Yeah, that's Juicy the only time he ever hits me up, or when he want me to post his music. That's it.
He uses me. I've worked with, you know, a lot of great artists from Houston, you know, from Trey the Truth to Kirko Bangs to Marcus Manchild to Slim to, it sounds like my microphone got a little bit louder.
It might have.
You talking about my microphone or you want to fight? You must want to fight. I'm just playing. No, you know, from, you know, Express to, you know, Hollywood Floss to, wow, I've worked with like a lot of people. Like, I actually just recently did a hook with this young man by the name of Young L. Really, really dope song.
I don't know who that is.
Wait, wasn't he in the Pack?
Nah.
Yeah, there was a young L in the Pack.
No, no, this guy's from Houston. Though.
Oh, he's from Houston.
Yeah, he's not from the Bay.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I don't really discriminate. I feel like, you know, if you have talent, you know, I'm definitely willing to work with you, you know.
For sure.
I ain't finna just, you know, hop on any track with anybody.
No, but, yeah.
But I mean, you know, if the talent's there, I'm definitely up for work.
Cool.
I like that. I like that. See, not a lot of people don't like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't like to reach out to the underground.
Man.
You all about it?
Man. Nah, like I feel like once, you know, some artists get to a certain level, they feel like they're backpedaling when they do that, or they're quote unquote too good to, you know, reach back down. You know, I mean, but like, you're opening that's a door that was open for you. How come you can't open the door for someone else?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so I'm all about bringing my city up, especially, you know, I'm definitely all about bringing my city up. And
I did not know that you were from Houston.
Yeah. What? Born and raised. I'm from that foe, baby.
Acres Home.
I just became a real Houstonian on Sunday.
What does that mean?
She was going back and forth.
Mm-mm. No, she's been here.
Mm-mm.
What, you just got your ID? I mean, your license?
Nah, that still say Dallas.
Mm. Ew.
She's like, nah, that still say Dallas.
That still say Dallas. Because I've been in Houston 5 years.
Was your boyfriend asked you to move in? Maybe, you know what? I think it's time we move in.
Nah, she's like, it's official. Be just stay single. It's official.
Stay single.
Girl, guess what? He asked me to move in.
Just playing.
He take me for some kind of hood rat.
No. No, that's my, you know, my voice. Whenever,
your black,
you know,
women mocking voice?
See, no, why just, I gotta
just,
go there?
Just women voice. Yeah. Like, when I mock women, I give them a lisp. Like, oh my God. It's like, she has no idea. So crazy right now.
Yo, but what? Never mind. I was gonna say that.
Well, you got a problem, B?
No,
you got a problem?
No.
Maybe Bentley snatches.
I don't want no problems.
You don't want no problems.
Problem.
Well, so you know, have you worked with Bun? Is that an aspiration of yours?
You know, he and I, we've been talking about it for his new project. He and I were actually just talking, like, maybe 3 weeks ago about that, where he was like, yo, you know, nephew, we need to get in. I'm like, hey, I'm only a phone call away.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
and who's going to be on your project?
I can't really speak on that right now. No. I got some great surprises, though.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to get A$AP Rocky on my project.
Are you really?
Yes.
I got the ad-libs. He ain't told nobody yet.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You got
ad-libs. I got ad-libs on everybody's project.
You know what? Okay, I will let the cat out of the bag. Peaches is one of the features that's on my album. We got a song called Let's Do It in the Jungle.
What? And in the video,
the
Brian is swinging from roller skates.
Tarzan
shit.
And Jane. Yeah. Huh?
Butt ass nigga.
What the hell, man?
My mother will not be pleased.
Oh, mama.
Is your mother listening right now?
No.
I was about to say, I was going to tell her, but the studio session was crazy.
Brian, you do not know my mother. She will be in Houston shanking you.
No, you know, like when I'm in the studio, like, shout out to DJ Guap and DJ Mickey and, you know, all the Go DJs as well. But DJ Guap is, Go DJ Guap, he's one of the Go DJs. He is also my engineer, and he's my DJ. Well, that's when I'm recording in my studio, but I also record at iMix Recording Studio.
Shout out to iMix.
Yeah, you know, shout out to Bruce Bang. Shout out to Ghost. Shout out to Steve-O, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the whole iMix family. Shout out to Kells as well, too. But in our studio, like, I have to get a vibe, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I have a smoke machine in there. I'll turn the smoke machine on. I'll have the strobe
what
light going.
That do?
You're like, what's that guy's name? What was that producer's name?
That's kind of tight.
He's kind of tight. He's in there singing to himself.
Tyler, I like candles.
Motai, write that down. We got to have to put that in the studio. We're going to have to get smoke machine.
Disco ball?
Disco ball, strobe lights.
Laser lights and shit.
You know what you don't have? You should have a stripper pole. I'm just going to put that out there.
You know what?
That's actually not a bad idea.
We might have to. No, yeah. Because you're trying to get me in trouble. No. I'm not. No.
No.
Turn your mic off, please.
Oh, you didn't hear? I deemed myself a stripper recruiter. That's my part-time job.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
She recruits.
I recruit strippers.
She ain't telling y'all she stripped, too.
I don't strip.
I'm just, mm-hmm.
I don't
She's
strip.
She's saying it because her mama listening. Mama, I seen her.
I seen her.
I seen her.
It ain't my forte.
Tell us though about the single Killer.
Wow.
Are you killing people?
Yeah.
Metaphorically speaking.
Lyrically.
Vocally.
vocally.
No. Killer is a song. Just kind of glorifying a gorgeous woman, a beautiful woman. It's, you know,
she
just
got that killer.
No, just well, you know,
you know, well, you know.
Well, you know, no, you know, I'm just like, you know, seeing how beautiful this woman is. You know,
and you right? named the song Killer.
Killer. I actually didn't write it.
Mm.
Yeah, my guy's Time Machine out of Orlando. Shout out to Seven. Shout out to Mike. In the whole Time Machine camp, they wrote it and produced it from Orlando by the name of Countdown. Produced it, but you know, the minute I heard the song, I was like, "Wow!"
And this is going to be available
via everything. It's free download.
Okay.
You know, I ain't trying to, you know, hit nobody over the head right now with a fee or anything like that.
No,
you know,
iTunes. This is, you're not going to put it on iTunes.
No, not right now, man.
Can anyone donate to you?
I mean, you know, I ain't gonna turn down no money.
Or you can donate to me. I don't turn down money.
You're
either.
Not a Negro Brian fund.
Or you can donate to Local Live Houston. Y'all can donate to that.
That's always a plus.
It's always definitely a plus. So it comes out when?
Thursday. Thursday, Killer will be available for free download to everybody. Make sure you follow my Twitter page. It's MrAngel_day26. Again, that's MrAngel_day26. Stay tuned and I'll announce when I'm actually letting it go.
All Boss. Right. And then, is there a name for your
you
upcoming
should let
project?
Me leak it.
Hold on. You should let me leak it. What do you know, huh? Is there a name for your upcoming project?
No, not as of right now. You know,
no.
You know,
you're not bouncing titles around?
You know, I'm thinking, you know, I have a couple, but you know, I'm just kind of, you know, waiting for the right one to come along.
Sounds from the Jungle. That's what I'm telling you right now. That's where you should be. What was the name of the song y'all did? Sounds from the Jungle, right?
No.
I
Let's do it in the jungle.
Let's do it in the jungle.
You remember how it went?
It was Ciroc on the tables.
Yeah.
There's too much Ciroc.
Exactly.
On the tables.
Ciroc sweat.
Ciroc and pineapple juice. I don't know what
it was
happened.
Ciroc sweat and everything else. It was just, woo!
Fog machine, strobe lights.
The fog machine, strobe lights.
Exactly.
Disco balls were turning around.
You know?
Before
it was
we
her, me, my DJ. It was some crazy shit going on.
So, before we let you go, Andy Bryan, I just want to say, you know, you talked about A$AP Rocky. Anyone else, like, in the industry, you want to hear the Rick Ross album when it drops?
Yo,
you looking for the Good Music album?
Definitely. Definitely Ross, you know what I'm saying? That's a big homie. I'm really looking forward to Meek's album.
Meek, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
dude is a real humble dude, real cool dude. I'm looking forward to, wow, man, it's so many people, man. Wow.
Looking for Chains album?
Oh, yeah. Man, I mean, that's automatic. Come on now.
Did you hear the new record with Kanye?
2 Chainz.
Did you hear his new record with Kanye that he dropped yesterday?
Yeah, I heard it.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty
girl.
I think somewhere along the line, I wrote that song and then they just got it. I don't know what happened.
Peaches, you know what?
You need to get an attorney and get your money because I'm telling you right now, this song is about to blow up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because all they want for his birthday is a big booty girl.
I mean, me too.
She said me too.
You know what?
You know what
I'm
I want?
Starting. Never mind.
You know what I want? You know what I want? Well, my birthday is December 14th. Peaches, I know what I want you to get me.
What?
I want you to give me a box full of about 12 bad bitches, right? And I want you to deliver it to my house. Wait. Put the bitches in the box. Make sure you poke holes so the bitches can breathe. You know what I'm saying? They need
one big room.
They need
full
yeah. I want
chickens.
No. I want one big box
full of bad bitches.
Full of bad bitches. Poke the holes in them. Put a nice bow around it and say 2BG, 2 bitches galore right here.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me ask you this. What do you think about Krishan? Look wise?
I don't know. See, it's a give and take thing.
I don't
thing.
Know
why. But see,
would
but
like
to
that,
her.
What's that girl
you would?
That
I don't know why.
It might be something about her, like swagger.
You like her?
I don't know why. No.
He'd give it to her.
I'm not going to lie. I call it a Gucci girl because of her song.
I like her swag. That's what it is.
Let me put it. this is my thing.
I'm gonna tell you my ultimate industry crush. I just gotta tell you, Sierra. I just want her so bad in life. It's
I can
not
tell even, you mine. Who? Go ahead though. No.
I mean, she's gimmicky. I don't. I like the Gucci Gucci song when it first came out. That was my
Gucci Gucci.
Yeah, that was my stuff. Gucci, but
who's your industry crush, Brian?
Don't judge me.
I won't.
Yeah, y'all got quiet.
Who is it?
I want to know.
Who is it?
Yo, the whole room just got.
Because then he's like, don't judge me. So who is it?
Megan Fox.
I love her.
Oh. Yeah, me and her got two kids secretly. She don't know about.
She don't know about them yet?
No, she didn't have them?
She had them on the low. She had them on the low.
She had them, but she don't remember.
You know,
I found out on Google. I had a crush on her for the longest.
She's hot.
I did.
I like peaches.
Yeah.
Peaches like the peaches.
Yes.
No, let me see. If I had to pick a girl.
Who's your industry crush, peaches?
If I had to pick a girl.
Your next Motai.
That's too many.
You go first. Because I got to think about this.
You know Motai take forever. We asked him like what famous ass he liked and he couldn't name anything.
Yeah. We had a Google.
Bam.
Who? We had a Google fan.
I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know if you consider her like, super famous.
She ain't gotta be super famous.
Oh,
but
shit, man.
Like,
I mean, of course, Malia.
Oh, Malia.
See, and that's what we Googled for him last week.
Wait, what? We were like, go, who? Like, your go-to is Malia.
Malia got that fire. That booty.
I don't know.
She's nice. She is nice.
Yes, she is.
If I had to pick a girl.
She's a really good friend of mine, though. I can't be talking about her like that. She knows she's fine. She knows she's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we can.
I don't want to go.
Hmm.
Okay, I got it.
Want me to.
I like Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron is nice.
Yes, hey. She is.
She's real nice.
What do you think about Carly Rae?
Who?
Nothing. Yo, have y'all been like on like the internet, like World Star Hip Hop or anything like that?
Today?
Like yesterday and today. Like, You know, never mind.
What?
You're ratchet.
What?
He is ratchet.
He chooses righteousness over righteousness. I can tell.
He does. I'm a righteous ratchet, but
it's all good. What's the best pickup? How do you pick up the girls? What's your best line? Do you have a line?
I don't.
Mine's what that mouth do though.
Look, did you see that tweet?
I saw.
Lil Duval gonna steal. Lil Duval gonna steal all your shine.
What up, shout? What your mouth do?
What that mouth do though, madam? You have to throw the madam on there. You know what I'm saying?
They'd be like,
what
you say?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, you said madam? It makes it all good now. It's all great. I love it. I like it. Give me more.
Why are you so damn stupid? Yo, I like that paint, man.
Amy Winehouse?
I told him that when I walked in. I had never seen that one.
Did you hear her collab on the new Nas album?
No, I haven't heard it.
I would love to
do a song with Nas as well. But yo, I want that picture.
Well, talk to that man over there with the beard and offer him a general portion donation.
Hey, guy with the beard. Hey, you.
Yeah, I don't think he's paying attention.
He's plugged in.
Okay. Yeah, he's
in the Matrix.
He's in the Matrix. He took the red pill instead of the blue. Madness. You don't like it.
We don't know what's going on.
Well, Brian, we really appreciate you being on the show today.
No.
No, you don't want to go.
I'm not ready.
But before you leave, bro, you know, we told you you had to do something.
No.
I don't like it.
I don't want to go.
Pineapples, fruit basket, peaches.
No.
Peaches. You have to serenade peaches.
I was saying, I strip. Bam.
Either one's fine.
And he's doing
her.
His whole little booty popping.
Brian Angel's booty popping in the studio. He's
They're lying.
Serenader for us.
Forget the dances in my video. I'm going to do my own damn dancing. No, I'm just
Are you guys serenaded for us, Brian?
All right. I'm a little hoarse, y'all, because I have been recording.
It's all good.
But I'm going to do a little something. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Since you've been gone, I just can't seem to get right. And I miss you more than you'll ever know. Girl, I just want a chance to talk to you and let you know that I changed. Since you've been gone, I stay awake all night. This bed just ain't the same without you here. I feel like I lost it all. Since you've been gone from me. Hey,
in studio clap. In studio clap.
And then, yo, y'all make sure y'all support the single killer. Dropping this Thursday.
We'll be spending it on the show next week with Slim.
Yasa. You know what I'm saying? Tell Slim. You know, he still owe me a feature.
I'm going to tell him. I'll be like, Brian Angel said to tell you.
Yes, please.
Tell you.
Brother. And put the brother at the end.
Brother.
Yeah. Brother. Yo, y'all make sure y'all support the single killer.
Tell them where they can reach you and your music, anything.
Follow me on Twitter. You know, I mean, that's the best place, you know, to get me because I'm on now like 24 hours a day, literally. Twitter.com/
Mr. Angel.
I don't know. You know that. I'm on Twitter. Angel. It's at Mr. Angel underscore day 26. At Mr. Angel underscore day 26. Fuck with you, boy.
Well,
oh yeah. Shout out to the whole A-Way camp, man. Shout out to CC. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to B Exclusive.
Hey, CC girl.
Shout out to G Ron. Shout out to Touch. Shout out to, man, Cocky, everybody, man. The whole entire camp.
Definitely. Well, Brian, we really appreciate you coming on the show. You're welcome anytime.
Why, thank you.
Anytime you want to come back, when the project comes out, if you want to come back and you want to talk about it.
Definitely
come by.
You know what you sound like? You know what you sound like right now?
What?
You sound like George W. Bush. Wow. I love the laugh.
Tune in next week. We're going to be talking with Slim Thug about his book, How to Survive in a Recession.
It's actually out on Amazon.
You can get it now.
Yeah, you can get it now. You can download it on your Kindle or your Nook.
I'm finna download it now. Support.
His number one tip is don't tip.
Oh wow!
Damn. I started reading it.
I heard the prologue. He told me that.
I always tip.
I know, I'm a nice person.
You're supposed to tip. I'm going to tell him when he's here, too.
We're going
to
get Slim.
Yeah, y'all tune in next week.
Definitely tune in next week. Brian, thank you once again. Yes. And DJ Motai, if you want to take us out pimping.
We out!
My uncle said he's going to bow. Gotta keep a nice whip.
Love it, honey.
Gotta keep a good bitch.
Love it, honey.
Shine like you sell bricks.
Love it, honey.
My uncle said if you're going to bow. Gotta keep a nice whip.
Love it, honey.
Gotta keep a big bitch.
Love it, honey.
Shine like you do sell bricks.
Love it, honey.
My uncle said. With a bitch as my witness, this kid is gifted like Christmas. Wishlist, which is why I got these rich kids bankrolling my business. And I stay lit like the tip on some incense. For instance, my assistant sent this letter that was penned by a kid from Princeton. In print it went, Tony keeps spitting, keep shitting on these rappers that ain't hitting. These hoes love it, man, can't get enough of it, man. When so off the chain, can't be contained. When I entertain, I just do my thing, grab my dang-a-lang, sing, and I make the coochie sting like I'm booty tang. Gotta keep a nice whip.
Love it, honey.
Gotta keep a good bitch.
Love it, honey.
Shine like you sell bricks.
Love it, honey.
My uncle said if you gon' bow, gotta keep a nice whip.
Love it, honey. Yeah.
Gotta keep a big bitch.
What up,
love
bro?
It,
shine like you do sell bricks.
Love it,
mother said you gon' bow.
Stacks fatter than Pat, was fatter than that. Hustle since birth, as a matter of fact. My pops rolled around with the gat in his lap. Leave your head cracked like them rocks they have in the trap. This ain't no battling rap, I've had it with cats. Trying to keep me underground like I'm traveling Mac. But I had to relax, they just mad at the fact that I'm an independent player and I'm having my scratch. Me and Fat Tony hit the slab in the lat. They wonder what type of women we gon' have in the back. From the 6 foot and skinny, 4'11 to fat. We got them all shapes and sizes, we elaborate Mac.
Gotta keep a nice whip.
Love it,
honey. Gotta keep a thick bitch.
Love it, honey.
Shine like you sell bricks.
Love it, honey.
Mother said if you gon' bow, gotta keep a nice whip.
Love it, honey.
Gotta keep a thick bitch.
Love it, honey.
Shine like you do sell bricks.
Love it, honey.
Mother said if you gon' bow,
100% no ballers who can't even pay their rent. Yeah, they make dollars, but don't make no sense. Shit don't make no sense. Listen up here, ladies and gents. Real ballers in this bitch represent. If you win, then you said with the fucking 5% 10. Now that homo with 250 inches, it ain't thin. Oh, man, grown man, I am legend. No fucking the game. Y'all can have my sloppy seconds, no stopping my game. Just consider this a blessing, don't curse it. Turn into the worst weapon. I suggest you fucking stick to stepping.
Gotta keep a nice whip.
Love it, honey.
Gotta keep a thick bitch.
Love it, honey.
Shine like you sell bricks.
Love it, honey.
Mother said if you gon' bow.
shine like you do sell bricks. My uncle said if you gon' bow.
Afraid to mention, they gotta pay to make y'all pay attention. But not me though, the H-Town hero here to come to save my city with a flow sicker than chemo. Got your hoe looking cause she know that if you one of them people out there waiting for me to fail, you better off trying to find Nemo. I'm a boss off of my C-No. And if you talk shit, you get slid like Jordan did. Russell at the free throw.
Game time,
man, my year done started fine. Got on the grind and skipped the D-League and made the starting line. I'm about to do way more than shine. I'm about to blind those that was sleeping on dough. This the alarm clock and I bet you they ain't sleeping no more. And if they is, they either dumb or dope with dog food or somewhere on the corner being a bitch like the laws do. They try to box me in, but I spit that shit that made the walls move. And the day they gave me a microphone, the day they made the wrong move.
Now I'm about to light the city up.
Light you up like a fire.
And this is Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid.
I just want to light you up. You up like a fire.
My nigga face say you a threat to these niggas and they ain't gon' like it, but I bet you get respect from these niggas. When I stand next to these niggas, I see nothing but rookies next to a goat. The sick is spitting, yeah, no beezy, yeah, that straight to your throat. I don't play no games, but need that drink, I got connects to the foe. And I know this Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid, but my neck full of dro, cause I keep some Doty in the bag protected. But even when I smoke Reggie, bet it's good, like Kobe at the last second.
I stay wrecking like a nigga need a tow truck. Reggie and dro blunts that had me high for over 4 months. Yeah. Don't roll dunks, but the skunk keep me stupid high. And I'm super fly, so hoes wanna ride with me like do or die. In competitions, I'm really known to ever lose a tie. Bitch, I'm known to get e-boy to business like a suit and tie. No slit wrist, but a nigga flow suicide. Best rapper in Texas, you decide, nigga.
I just want to light you up. Light you up like a fire. I just want